current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. In the coming year, 9 of Michigan's coal-fired power plants are scheduled to retire. That has environmentalists and renewable energy advocates cheering, and the state's 2 major utilities, Consumers Energy and DTE, say they are ready to invest in a more sustainable energy future. But first, the companies say Michigan has to return to a fully regulated electricity market. Some environmentalists and consumer advocacy groups say the threats of energy shortages under a deregulated system are overblown. Here to break down the debate over deregulation and to talk to us about Michigan's energy future is Skip Prue. Skip is a principal consultant at Five Lakes Energy, a nonpartisan consulting group. He joins us now by phone. Welcome to Current State, Skip.
Good morning, Mark.
Let's start with those 9 retiring coal-fired power plants. Does the fact that so many plants will be going offline in such a short period of time, does that pose any problems for Michigan's energy supply?
Well, first and foremost, every state has to have a reliable, resilient, ready energy supply. We all need to have our electricity to be there 24/7, 365. So the retirement of so many plants in a short period of time is an issue, but one that certainly can be managed. It's important to remember that these plants are very old. They were scheduled for retirement around this period as anyway. There's been some additional impetus through EPA rulemaking and whatnot, but these plants are old and need to be retired.
As these coal-fired plants go offline, what can we expect to see replacing them?
Well, we expect to see new natural gas plants introduced into the power system. We have a lot more choices now. There's a tremendous amount of innovation in electric generation technologies and electric services. We are much more adept at managing electricity. We can control both demand and supply. In controlling demand, we now have the capacity of paying ratepayers to use electricity, and that actually can be aggregated and become a utility resource that can be bid into markets, lower demand. So, and we have renewable energy. We have wind and solar that is the price of those resources have come down dramatically, where wind energy today is much less than half the price of energy from a new coal plant.
Clarify for me, though, Skip, what is your attitude toward natural gas here, though? Because, I mean, we're switching to natural gas, which is cleaner than coal, but it's not as clean as solar and wind. What is your attitude? What is Five Lakes Energy thoughts with regard to this transition to natural gas?
Natural gas is generally regarded as a bridge capacity or a bridge fuel to the future, where we can be even more reliant on a greater percentage of zero carbon energy resources like wind and solar. That future is coming very quickly. As I said, new energy technologies, energy storage, new technologies, the ability to manage energy is becoming much more robust, which suggests that long-term investments in natural gas central base plants have to be carefully done because they may essentially not be used very much. Mm. The situation today is that we use natural gas for peaking capacity, for those reserve margins that are necessary to ensure that electric generation supply is always there. On those hot July days when everyone's running air conditioners, we need to have extra electricity available. In the future, we're going to have better ways of managing that load, and we may not need all the natural gas peakers that may be planning to be built today.
Skip Prue is a principal at Five Lakes Energy Consulting Group. We're talking about Michigan's energy future and the debate over whether Michigan should return to a fully regulated electric market. Let's return to that theme. The state's major utilities, Consumers and DTE, have both come out saying that the only way they can afford to invest in the infrastructure necessary to maintain a reliable power supply for Michigan is if the state goes back to a fully regulated market. First, can you just explain to us the difference between a regulated and unregulated electricity market?
Well, in a regulated market, the Michigan Public Service Commission has full jurisdiction over the electric companies, and they have a fixed base of customers, and they know exactly who their customers are, and they can plan accordingly. That's the biggest concern of our incumbent utilities in Michigan. In the deregulated market, the partially deregulated market, 10% of customers are free to move between and among alternative electric suppliers. And our incumbent utilities believe that they have difficulty in managing their operations and making new investments and ensuring that capacity is always available when the customer base is actually in flux.
Mm-hmm.
So alternative energy suppliers generally provide electricity from natural gas sources, and if the price of natural gas goes up, the incumbent utilities in Michigan fear that they'll have a sudden influx of new customers, and they will then be challenged in meeting that capacity. They also feel that the playing field isn't leveled because regulated utilities have what is called an obligation to serve. Anyone who comes to them, any new customer, needs to be provided by electricity, and they are that provider of last resort. And they are also required to have what are called reserve margins, to have that extra capacity available in case a coal plant or a natural gas plant or a nuclear plant goes down suddenly, or in the event we have extraordinary electricity needs on those hot July days.
What are the utilities saying about how a regulated market would benefit the consumer? Are they commenting on that?
Well, I think the principal argument is that a fully regulated market that doesn't present the danger of the migration, sudden migration of large number of customers, allow them to plan better, and that planning allows them to provide ultimately the least cost source of electricity, and that is what regulation is supposed to ensure, that the least cost source of electric generation is available.
There are two opposing bills being proposed in the legislature right now. One would completely deregulate Michigan's electric market. Another would return to a fully regulated market. What kind of impact do you see either of those bills having on Michigan's energy future?
Well, that's the crux of the debate. It seems most likely that we will return to, we'll either maintain the status quo with some adjustment, or we will return to a fully regulated market. The Governor Snyder's plan, as I understand it, is to maintain the current 10% market that's available to alternative energy suppliers, but to require that they also have an obligation to serve and that they have the necessary reserve margin available as well.
Skip, you say that technology is making this debate around regulated and deregulated markets a little antiquated. Expand on that for us.
Well, so the rate of change in the power system in this country, in this state, actually around the world, is accelerating. There are all sorts of disruptive technologies coming to market, and it's not just technologies. We have new financial models. We have new market models. There's tremendous amounts of innovation occurring in the provision of energy services and energy supply, and all of that will happen. It is inevitable. And so having reserve margins, building the natural gas plants that we just talked about a bit, that's a very expensive enterprise. Those plants may only operate 20 or 40 or 100 hours a year to meet that peak demand. And there are new ways coming to market, new technologies and services being developed.
We got to leave it there, Skip. I'm sorry, we're out of time. Fascinating topic. We could talk about it for a long time. We want to thank Skip Preuss, a principal at Five Lakes Energy, a nonpartisan consulting firm based here in Lansing. We've been talking about the future of energy in Michigan and the current debate over the regulation of the state's electricity market. Skip, thank you.
Thank you.